This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India launched Operation Brahma in the early hours today to provide assistance to Myanmar, the earthquake-hit neighboring country. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal informed that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material took off at around 3 a.m. from Hindon Air Force Base and reached Yangon at around 8 a.m.
Early hours of today, we launched Operation Brahma. The first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material took off at around 3 a.m. this morning from Hindon Air Force Base. It reached Yangon at around 8 a.m. India time. Our ambassador was there to receive the relief material, and thereafter he handed it over to the Chief Minister of Yangon. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, genset, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc.
The spokesperson stated that 80-member strong NDRF search and rescue team, along with equipment and relief material, are being sent. They are expected to reach near Pithor later this evening and will be taken to Mandalay. Addressing media at the special briefing, DIG NDRF Mohsin Shahidi said the next 24 to 48 hours will be very crucial. He said they look forward to a very active involvement on the ground. Commodore Raghu Nair, Indian Navy, said they have four ships prepared for HADR operations. Two ships have sailed, INS Savitri and INS Satpura, and will reach Yangon on the morning of the 31st of March. More than 1,000 people were killed in Myanmar after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit the country yesterday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that over 2,300 people have been injured and more than 30 are missing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Senior General Min Aung Hlaing of Myanmar over the phone following the devastating earthquake. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed his deep condolences at the loss of lives in the disaster. Back home in Chhattisgarh, 17 Maoists, including 11 female Maoists, were killed and four security personnel were injured in an encounter with security forces today. The condition of the injured Jawans is out of danger. One of the Naxalites killed in the encounter today has been identified as Jagdish alias Budra. A reward of 25 lakh rupees was declared on him. The encounter took place in Sukma district of Bastar division. A joint team of CRPF and DRG was on an anti-Naxal operation in the Keralapal area after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized for adopting a lifestyle which is conscious and sensitive towards the environment so that it is not only protected but also made more vibrant. The president stated this while inaugurating a National Conference on Environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The two-day event has been organized by National Green Tribunal. Emphasizing on environmental conservation, President Murmu said the basis of the Indian heritage of development is nurture and not exploitation, protection and not elimination.
हमारी मान्यता रही है कि प्रकृति माँ की तरह हमारे पोषण करती है और हम प्रकृति का सम्मान एवं संरक्षण करने की आवश्यकता है विकास की भारतीय विरासत का आधार पोषण है शोषण नहीं संरक्षण है उन्मूलन नहीं इसी विरासत के अनुरूप हम विकसित भारत की दिशा में आगे बढ़ना चाहिए
President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navreh and Sajibu Chairoba. In a message, the president said that these festivals, celebrated at the onset of spring season, symbolize the beginning of the Indian New Year. She said these festivals showcase India's cultural diversity and promote social cohesion. In table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar created history by becoming the first Indian to qualify for the final eight of a WTT Star Contender event. He defeated Andrei Bartelsmeier of Germany 3-2 in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal at the WTT Star Contender in Chennai today. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will clash with Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.